In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. If my dad had lived in Jesus' day, I do believe he would be a Pharisee. Now, I know that sounds maybe disrespectful, but really, it's not all that bad. The Pharisees were spiritual fathers of modern Judaism. Their main distinguishing characteristics was a belief in the oral law that God gave Moses along with the Torah. The Pharisees believed that God also gave Moses the knowledge of what these laws meant and how they were to be applied. They were intellects, and they were well-versed in the law, but they were also very curious, and they questioned almost everything. Testing, confronting, and debating were right up their alley. And in today's gospel, this was the Pharisees' final attempt to trick Jesus. Now, my dad also loved to test his own and others' intellect. He was a lover of games. Games of all sorts: golf, ping pong, bridge, crossword puzzles. And any new board game was a favorite at our house on Christmas. He was also creator of his own games for us kids. "Guess the double serial number on the dollar bill," he would say. "Guess which hand has the hidden quarter." Scavenger hunts, where we would have to read the clues and run from room to room in search of the hidden treasure. Some of these games were just for fun, but some games were for learning and growing intellectually. Driving us to school, my dad would introduce a new vocabulary every week and challenge not only his children, but to much the chagrin of our carpool, all the children, to use a new word in a sentence every day. But the game that had the most lasting impact on me as a person of faith was one that my dad would subtly introduce into our conversations at the dinner table. I look back on these memories with pain and gratitude. I am grateful for my father's insight and wisdom as he would bring up some point of view concerning a myriad of topics: politics, education, religion, the death penalty, sports, abortion, science, war, poverty, on and on and on. He would, with great joy, engage us with passion on a particular point of view about a topic or issue. No matter what our age, we were encouraged to join in to the debate. Questions were asked and ideas exchanged. Sometimes we would agree and sometimes not. Sometimes we would laugh. And then there were those times of personal attack, painful arguments, when we would be in tears. As children, we were, like it or not, introduced into the world of controversy. Then, without even noticing it, 2 or 3 weeks would go by when that very same subject would be brought up again by my father. But this time, my dad would argue the opposite point of view from the last time. At first, this was a bit confusing, but it was always a catalyst for looking at different points of view and of learning to be open-minded to other people. My father, the intellect, the trickster, and the debater. Some of the Pharisees' characteristics, to be sure. The difference between the Pharisees' approach and my dad's was not about learning and not to be open-minded, but to absolutely prove that Jesus was not as intellectually savvy as they. Not only had the Pharisees categorized and classified some 600 laws, they constantly argued over which of them was the most important. In today's gospel, these experts gang up in an attempt to trick Jesus by asking him to say, which law is the most important? Jesus refused to be rattled. His calm confidence stems from the fact that he not only has a full grasp of the subject matter of the law, but he also knows the heart and the mind of the lawyer. From Jesus comes a response so simple and yet so profound, it silences the crowd. You shall love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Our call from Jesus is simple, but it is profoundly difficult. Difficult because if we are to realize loving God and our neighbor, we each must face this one very important fact. I cannot say yes to love God without saying yes to love you. I think it is so much easier to love God that I don't see than it is to love my neighbor that I do see. But there can be no relationship of love with God unless we relate one to another in love. Sometimes this seems to be the highest cost of being a Christian. This is what I learned at my dinner table. I am sure my dad never really thought that his controversial games might inform me of the value of listening to God and to loving my neighbor. On hindsight, everyone at our dinner table was God and my neighbor. How we treated one another, negatively or positively, has meant all the difference in my life. I pause here because I finished that part of my sermon last week sitting at my desk like I always do. Got a big bookshelf in front of me. And from time to time as I'm writing my sermon, I will stop and take a break. This is the place I stopped when I looked at my bookcase and I picked up a small little book of prayers and meditations from Mother Teresa. I decided that her words might serve me very well and that the preacher Donna might just end this sermon with her words. I opened to this place and read these words. There should be less talk. A preaching point is not a meeting point. What do we do then? Take a broom, she says, and clean someone else's house. Love your neighbor as yourself. That will say enough.